Back here on the mighty 690 KGGF, Connor Harbit with you on this Friday morning. Hope you're having a good one. It is 7:45, and therefore it is time to talk to one of our state legislatures. We've got Representative Doug Blex on the line. Representative Blex, can you hear me okay?
Yes, Connor, appreciate you tuning me in. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you just fine. How are you doing this morning?
Well, great. Nice and halfway cool this morning. It sounds like it's going to get kind of ugly later in the day.
Yeah, just same old, about 92, I think, is the predicted high. So it's going to be hot again.
Yes, it is. Well, I always draw a lot being the first on the first Friday of the month to talk about state revenues. The Consensus Revenue Estimating Group predicts what the state will take in terms of income tax, individual income tax, corporate and sales tax, and not anything major, but we are positive. Collections were slightly above about almost 3%, 2.8% on individual income tax, was up above the estimates, and that's about almost 5% above the same time last year. So income tax collections from individuals is still up. Sales tax, which is probably a little more indicative of our economy, that's also up slightly, about 3.6%, so that's a good sign. Corporate taxes were down a little bit, and the compensating use taxes, which is those taxes collected on out-of-state sales, that's a voluntary thing, they were down slightly this month. So all in all, a good month. We're still positive, which allows us to do a little better planning. I think about 20 out of the last 27 or so months, we've had 26 months that have had above the estimates for revenue. So Kansas economy still doing good. We obviously have some issues in the farm sector on farm prices, but hopefully that'll clear up here in maybe a few months.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see some improvements there. But it is good to hear that we're having, you know, we're exceeding expectations in revenue for several consecutive months, actually. And so you're the state representative for Chautauqua County, parts of Montgomery County, and other counties that I'm just drawing a blank on at the moment. But I did see some major news actually coming out from KDOT about Highway 99 in Sedan.
It is exciting. I mean, it is really exciting. We attended a meeting later this week, and it's Sedan, and the long-awaited project. It's been probably 25 or 30 years that highway has created a lot of issues, and I don't know. Sometimes things just come together. I would certainly like to take credit for, you know, pushing the button and getting this, but really, in reality, it's the local grassroots people that have been consistent, and the people that impress me the most are the ones that really don't really have an agenda. They're not elected officials, they're not paid officials, they don't maybe have a best interest, but yet they take it off of their time, get away, and I have to name a few. Jim Beeson has been a real strong proponent of Highway 99, went to Topeka to testify several times. All the KDOT meetings, it's just been relentless about getting that fixed. And the day we had our KDOT meeting, private, you know, it cost him money. He had to get off his combine picking corn, come to the meeting, and then go back. And but it has been exciting. Butch Lewis, who's a retired sheriff from that county, and Rodney Shaw, the county commissioner from Chautauqua County. And just to name a few, there's been a lot of grassroots people, but things are finally coming about, and they're listening to it. And they are going to fix Highway 99, which would be from Sedan, basically Buck's Barbecue, up through near Moline, up to the county line. So they're going to do that in two phases. The first phase is going to address some of the immediate safety issues, apparently a result of the new Secretary Lorenz Transportation. Safety is becoming a big issue. Federal is jarring loose a little money to address safety issues. So they're going to go to the Quivira Road, which has been the scene of a couple of major accidents. And even, you know, we've had a couple of fatalities there in the last 3 months. And they're going to actually address that early on. Surveyors are out there as I speak, and they're evaluating the cost, overall cost of the whole 14-mile stretch. But at this point, they're going to go about a fourth or a third of a mile north of Quivira Road, you know, on Highway 99 where it intersects and south, and put in some shoulders. These will just be gravel and graded a 3-to-1 slope. But that'll be done fairly quickly, and I say fairly quickly. One of the design leader from KDOT, Aaron Fritz, come down from Lawrence, and he said he's only done about two of these in his 10-year tenure with KDOT, doing a fast track. So they're really working hard to address the safety issues, and that's just a, you know, fantastic news for the locals. Most of the people know we have a lot of truck traffic, and sometimes the highway at certain areas is, the asphalt buildup is higher than the guardrail, and there's just no wiggle room, and one of those trucks that pulls rock from the local quarries drops an axle off, and there's no hope. I mean, sometimes it's a foot, 18 inches drop off, and you just can't recover. So they've had a lot of rollovers, and unfortunately, in the world of priority spending, we have to, state agencies have to look at fatalities to kind of trip that trigger, and we are very fortunate to be able to have that on. It's good to go. The federal money is locked in. It's going to be federal money, and eventually it's scheduled for completion toward the end of 2021. They will let the bid once they get designed and get some cost. Looks like they can do it within the existing right-of-way. So that will speed the process up. There may be a few drainage issues that they may have to acquire some additional land from landowners. But yeah, everybody's really excited. That was about the best piece of news. And I have to say, KDOT's becoming more responsive to what individuals are wanting. They're listening to people. We as legislature vote and impact their budget. They had the public meeting in Independence, had a lot of conversation on 169, and several of us got up and testified on 99, which is, I have all of Chautauqua County, a little bit of Elk, parts of Cali and Butler, as well as a third of Montgomery, so I kind of had to testify on, you know, support both issues, which is no problem.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get something done.
Yeah, hopefully, and definitely nice to see KDOT being so responsive to things in the SEK area. So you're part of several committees, Representative Blex, and is there anything going on with those that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, I'm on the Health and Human Services, and certainly we will be discussing Medicaid expansion. It looks like there's probably going to be some push for that. They had the interim committee that has worked on Medicaid issues, expansion issues through the summer. They meet a couple times, which is combined of three or four legislators from the House as well as three or four from the Senate, and they will basically get together and come up with a recommendation for the entire body. It will go through committee on both House and Senate sides and decide where we want to go. There's quite a bit of support Medicaid expansion. However, it only covers 19 to 64 age group. It's not the older people that support there, or the disabled. There's already programming for that, so and they must be able to work. If we could get a work requirement, possibly a premium, I think, you know, the chances of it will certainly be a big push this year get it expanded. Kansas is one of 14 or so states that have not expanded, but it will have a price tag, and it'll vary depending on on what the product comes out, but some estimates, you know, around 50, 60 million, depending on what that premium, if they do have a premium. And the states that have done it, they seem like there's been more people than they anticipated, so the cost that goes up, and that's a state cost. Right now, it's a 90-10 breakdown where the federal government pays 90%, and I hear the comment, well, it's government money. Well, in reality, it's all taxpayer money. Somebody's got to pay for that, whether it's you or I sending that money to Washington or whether you send it to Topeka. So Kansas will have a match in that. So that'll be a big issue. Also, I'll be pushing to have advanced practice nurse practitioners, APRNs, to have full practice authority. And I believe that will really help expand health coverage in certainly our smaller towns like Cedarvale, Sedan, that can't quite have the population to support a doctor, have difficulty recruiting. So that'll be a bill that'll come up. I'm going to be attending several meetings in the around the 1st of October from Garden City to Leavenworth. Advanced nurse practitioners will discuss how we want to go about that. There's some opposition to it, but right now, general practitioners, we're not graduating the doctors. They don't want to come to the rural areas. We're having real difficulty recruiting. So medical and coverage, and certainly as we age, that becomes more of an issue.
Yeah, certainly. And so we'll be looking forward to hearing how that one develops. But I think we are out of time here today. Thank you once again for calling in, Representative Blex, and we'll hear from you next month.
Okay, thank you, Connor. Have a good day. May God bless us all.
Thank you very much. That was Representative Doug Blex calling in this morning. Always appreciate speaking with him. We got Fox News coming up at the top of the hour, and then we will have another local newscast from Interim News Director Matt Jordan. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.